If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about X-Texts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was something like on Reddit or something was like, if your X-Texted you right now, and I mean, granted, almost everyone in here, 75% of the people in here are in relationships, rock solid relationships.
Yeah.
But if your X-Texted you right now, I miss you, how would that hit you? And what would you send back?
Oh, how would that hit you? Like,
whatever. What if it's the one?
Oh,
you,
no.
You got the one? Is I there would, still a one? I know that your fiance is like the guy.
He's the guy, and he's like the only guy who's worth tolerating. However, interesting tidbit about me
in the room.
Is the only guy who I've dated worth tolerating. But the interesting thing is I do have an ex here in Denver. So it's not that
you
unlikely.
Do? You never lived
would
here.
You hang out
How
with
could you
him?
Have an ex here?
No, I will not hang out with him because I think that would be weird. I met him on a bachelorette party here. Hello.
You.
If you're listening.
we
met on a bachelorette party. I went back to San Diego where I was living at the time and we were long distance for only a few months. It wasn't super serious. But like at this moment, he could be hearing this and he could think I'm going to text Erica.
We just got a text that says, I miss you, Erica.
Well, I would tell him, you messed up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he couldn't handle the distance. Anyway, sorry.
That didn't sound very empathetic.
Wow. Do we think she's over that guy?
Yeah. But his true breakup was, I can't handle long distance.
Which, I mean, valid. I can't either.
I think it was a cop out.
Oh.
I think.
Did he have something else going on, you think?
In hindsight?
Probably.
Always.
Yeah. Let's 50, get 50. Him on. Wait, what are these? Call it if you're listening.
303-222-5423. Did you sleep with Erica? A weird thing happened like last week, and I was asking off air, like, it's probably a T-hack question more than anybody else, which is weird, because you believe in the woo-woo of everything.
Okay.
Like
I do as well.
Yeah, but, okay, you do?
Yeah,
was
I'm not... Into
was
there crystals,
a, was mercury in the microwave or something?
It was not. I looked for you.
Because something happened and literally anybody I've even brushed by their naughty bits.
Woo-woo. Me. Yep. I'll be the woo-woo. It was like kind of a big week, so they were all reaching out to you.
Oh.
Woo-woo. Woo-woo.
Oh, it's because just everything, like the we had a bigger than normal social media presence maybe.
That.
We got in their feed a little more and then all of a sudden they were like, maybe I should just say hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you had multiple though? That's all they said is just hey.
No, it was just different things. Like they'd be like, oh, I just went by this place. It reminded me of the hotel we stayed at. And it's like
And the question is, how did you respond? Because that was the whole Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
You responded with wanna hang out?
No,
soon.
No.
Picture
no.
of your junk.
Thank you, T-Hack, for understanding. It wasn't my junk, but it's one I have in storage.
Okay, good.
No, I don't. Here's the thing. We were talking, like, do you block your ex?
I have one blocked. Maybe two.
Oh, my God. What if he needed a kidney?
He cheated on me. He doesn't get the kidney.
You hate him?
Yes, and
you
so does my
die.
Entire
you want
family.
Him to die.
I don't want anyone to die, but my entire family still refers to him as the embarrassment.
Wow.
Ooh.
I can't block anybody. And I have people
backbone.
Who've hurt me. No, it's not backbone. I just, what if they need something?
That's not up to you. You don't have to fix them.
It's not your responsibility.
But I want to, like, if somebody really needed something, male or female, I've
they
got
will,
guy friends who've betrayed me in a hard way, but like, I won't block them.
They will find it from someone else.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't block people, but I always, because I kind of, don't you want to know if they reached out? Because if they're blocked and they text you, you just don't even get it at all, right?
I'd like, love for them to see the green message and go, well, that's
it. Oh, does it show green if you blocked them?
If you're on Apple, yeah. It goes from blue to green. But I was thinking about this literally yesterday. What happens in group texts? If someone, if let's say I block Slacker,
right? But I'm in a group text with all of us.
Does he get,
we could try it.
Does he still, yeah.
Okay, not me. We block somebody. All right, so here's what we want to do. And I hope this works, but like, have you gotten a weird text from your ex? Mm. Or a great text from your, like, I want to talk about ex texts.
Okay.
Like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it went good.
It rekindled everything.
Yeah.
I am a circle backer, it turns out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Turns out, we all know that.
All right, if you got a weird or loving or touching ex text, we want to hear all about it. 303-222-5423. Call that number or, you ready? Text it. Mm. Hack.
I get a text from an ex. Her mother texts me every year on my birthday. For
her mother?
Her mother does, yeah. Not the actual ex. I haven't talked to her in...
How long ago did you break up?
At least 15 years ago. And she's
and her mother still texts you?
15 mm-hmm. years feels like it's time to give up.
Yeah.
Does she say you're perfect for my daughter? What does she say to you?
So it's been downgraded in recent years. For the first like 10 years or so that she would text me, it would just say, happy birthday, sweet boy.
Sweet boy.
Yes.
That's like what I call my nephews.
Or my dog.
Okay, yeah. So platonic. That's right.
Well, this is her mom. Right? Yeah, okay.
And so I just, thank you. I just say thank you. Uh-huh. And then a year goes by. We don't talk at all. And then she, again, and then recent years, it's been downgraded to just happy birthday.
And you feel the need to respond every year.
I do, yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah.
She doesn't need anything.
She needs a response. She, like, if somebody says happy birthday, you got to say thank you.
I don't know.
I agree, yeah. That's although I was going through and on Facebook now, I'm like liking everybody who posted on my wall, like happy birthday. And then you realize you're like, these are all the exact same messages with the exact same emojis. There's just a standard post on the wall.
It does it. Yeah.
So I gave up like halfway through. I'm like, I'm not.
Screw these people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah.
What would you do if an ex said, I miss you right now? Hack.
I don't think I would respond actually. If I'm in this, I'm still married with kids. It would just.
Well, yeah. Like if it was. Today,
yeah, I would.
But you're gonna just let them sit there, like
yes.
There's no part of you that wonders.
Leave them on read. I love doing
but
that.
What if you guys? I'm not trying to torpedo because I really do want people to call.
Receipts on just so they could see I read.
Oh my god, that's so mean. Like, what if they're what if they're at a like crossroads existential crisis and they're just like, I miss you. Like they just want to be heard at that moment. And your response doesn't mean I want to sleep with you again. Although I probably do, but like,
not rule it out.
No, but like you just to go, just to be like, yeah, we had some good times. Like, give them something.
What's the point?
Just because? Wait, what if they're
at Slacker, especially? I'm sorry to do this, but for T-Hack, Aaron, or myself, what is the point of responding?
To help them in whatever is
not
making
my problem
them
anymore.
I see what you're saying. I feel like I would be. Just out of like, politeness, I
miss
I'd have
you
to say
feels
something back.
Like a cry for help, a little bit, doesn't it? To go like,
or it's a manipulation.
But you don't have to respond to it in a not like you don't have to fall for it. You can just go like, mm-hmm. yeah, it was like when the one talked about the hotel we stayed at. I was like, yeah, that was a fun trip.
There's no point in responding to that. I understand you wanting to be a good person and like if they really need like emergency medical attention, but I am not that person for you. You decided when you cheated that door was closing. I am no longer your emergency contact. Live with it.
But you're making eye contact with me and saying all those things.
<with it. laughs>
And I didn't do any of those things to you.
You did it. But her ex did.
Okay. Right. That one, there's one that you're not allowed to respond to.
No, he actually did text when my sister passed and it was a really sweet message. He could probably say like, hey, how are you? And I would say like, hope you're doing well. And just leave it at that.
Right. You don't answer the question, but you're like, I hope you're good.
Yeah, for sure.
I hope this works, but if you like, I'm really curious what people do when their ex texts and how weird did they get? Because like for women, you got to get a DP every once in a while. A DP.
No,
not from exes.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're just like, oh, I want to maybe try the circle back and maybe this will have her go like, huh?
No, are you sending DPs?
No! Well, not mine. No.
Right.
There's one guy who has messaged me almost every month since September and I leave him on read every time.
And you have read receipts on?
I do have read receipts on. We never even really dated. So I should probably block him.
But you slept with him.
I didn't. No, I said we never even really dated.
I didn't know what dated meant. I thought sleeping and dated were like, don't roll your eyes in me, Erica.
That's not even a circle back, though. He's still trying. He's just still on the first round.
All right. X-Text, if you've got one, read it aloud on the show. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about X-Texts.
Mm-hmm.
And do we want, did anybody call claiming to be Erica's ex?
Quite a few, actually.
Quite the bachelorette trip.
Yeah, right?
So we got some texts on this, which is ironic.
Yeah, they're used to it, okay. Right? Someone said, my ex broke my effing heart 10 years ago, tore me up for a long time, and I stayed single for 9 years. Out of nowhere, he messages me on Facebook, saw it, and almost immediately crap themselves. Now we've been together for a year and a half.
Wow.
Oh.
The circle back can work.
It works.
And I asked if
they waited for 9 years.
Yeah. That's
9 years.
The act is running out of the room to go answer calls and he had to circle back for 9 years. Samantha.
Yay.
X-Text. What do you got?
So quick backstory, I supported my ex and his family for 7 years, and I finally moved out because his dad threatened to kill me, like chase me down the hall, the whole thing. 5 days later, he texted me asking if I could pay their dog's vet bill because they didn't have the money.
The same person who tried to kill you?
His dad tried to kill me.
Okay.
And then the ex needed the vet.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
It's the parents' dog. It's their dog, not his dog. It's his parents' dog. So he asked me if I could pay the vet bill, like trying to play on my heartstrings because he knows I love that dog. But I was like, no.
This is why Erica blocks.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I'd pay it.
Oh, my God.
I would. I know it's crazy, but I would. It's not the dog's fault.
It's the dog that gets you on this one.
Yes. It's not the dog's fault. No matter how crappy that family is, that dog doesn't deserve to be sick.
Samantha should get ownership of the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you pay?
I wish I could, but he actually passed away, and there was no way I could have afforded that vet bill anyway.
Oh, this is getting so dark in here.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
But this is proof that you block.
I should block.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now he's listening. Yeah.
No.
Which, okay, going back to blocking real quick, we did have a text. Someone said that Apple doesn't change the color anymore. It stays blue and it says delivered, even though they don't get it.
So they're just...
I still want to test it with blocking Slacker.
Right, right. But...
Can we block Tiac?
No,
he's so less fragile than I am. I'm so... Diana?
Yes, yay.
Text from the ex, what'd you get?
So my ex just texted me like 3 weeks ago, just had my second child and also had heart surgery, but I'm doing well. And we dated like ago. I'm into my.
So he just wanted you to get an update that he's got two kids and his heart doesn't work?
He texted that or he texted you after that happened?
Yeah, he texted me after his heart surgery and stuff. Oh. Yeah, but okay. I find it like I would never like be romantically involved with this guy ever again. But at some point of our lives, we were like important to each other. So I appreciate it.
Did you respond?
Okay.
Yes, I did. I said, "Oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad you're doing well." And that's all I said.
Now I'm back to not blocking.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a good person.
She's a great person, and you're terrible, Erica.
Yeah.
You didn't even throw in a like, "Well, you ripped my heart out."
Oh my God, no. You can't show weakness in your response.
But it's weird.
Why is it weird?
Okay. If I went and texted every ex of mine after getting engaged and said, "Just want to let you know I got engaged." It's weird.
That is weird. I don't like
okay,
it.
Okay, that's yeah. weird. But maybe
this is kind of like a Christmas card approach. Yes. Like just letting everyone know I had heart surgery, two kids.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm still madly in love with you. Right. Just letting everyone know.
Maya.
Yay.
Text from the ex. What do you got?
Yeah, my ex was actually already blocked, and then I received a Venmo that said, "I miss you." It was just a dollar. But then
you gotta miss me more than that.
I know.
So he knew he was blocked.
Right. Yeah. So he probably saw the green messages,
mm-hmm. which don't exist anymore. They changed that. We just found out. But like, so.
Oh. Yeah.
So Venmo's the
way. So he sent you a dollar, right? Didn't request it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. He sent me a dollar. I unblocked him and I said, "You got to do better than that." But then he didn't, and then we talked for a little bit, but yeah, that's it.
When you say talked, because I'm learning that not everything means what it thinks it means. Did you boink him again?
No, but we did talk.
It was only a dollar.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It is time for the hard-hitting news of the day.
News.
This is news or nope.
It's news or nope. Should I bring back the nope? Or do we just let everybody just tell their stories?
I would love to be told nope when you're no longer interested.
Okay. That might happen today.
Yep.
Who's kicking?
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Rihanna is pregnant with her third child. She announced the news at the Met Gala.
Did she not just...
Oh, her second was less than a year after the first?
She's like...
Yeah, because the second was announced at the Super Bowl halftime.
Wasn't
right?
that the first?
Was that the first?
And then suddenly she like had a second?
Mm-hmm.
I think. And now
she wasn't
she's
announced at the Super Bowl thing. She was pregnant as hell.
No, she's
She.
No, I saw the picture. Like, she's not announcing. She's like, she's...
Well, that's the thing. It's been quiet. No one has known. So that's why
okay.
it's...
Okay. But like, who's she with?
ASAP
Rocky.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But they're not married.
No, they're not. But he was fighting, I think, some gun charges, and then he got off. So I could imagine they were probably celebrating.
Okay.
And that's why they got pregnant?
Yeah.
I would be happy.
Yeah. I would also be trying to get Rihanna pregnant. I mean,
this is three kids in 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In this economy?
Okay. Well, Rihanna's got a little bit of money. Okay, that's lovely. Do we know what their other kids were?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Like gender-wise? Or?
Yeah, like yeah, boy, girl. Like,
RZA is, I think, the oldest. RZA.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the timeline.
This is one of those things where I've heard this conspiracy theory, and it's stupid to bring up right now, but do you think celebrities tell us their kids' real names? Did Gwyneth really name her kid Apple, or is that she was just like, I'll just tell him that, and then the kid's really named Jennifer?
No offense to celebrities, but I don't think they're that smart.
You don't? Like,
no.
When you want to throw them off the tape? Like,
but
North.
Then every interview they do, they have to talk about a fake name. Like, it's too much.
Kind of, because then the kid kind of can live in anonymity. They go to this preschool, and it's like, I wonder if that's Apple. It's like, no, my name's Jennifer. Like, there's a good conspiracy theory there.
Then the mom coming to pick him up.
Yeah, but you probably send John Favreau instead. Or somebody else from, he's from Iron Man. It's okay, I just did a whole ender. How about I hit the thing and then, there we go.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
There is one phrase that will ruin your relationship. So this is more of a PSA.
Hold on. Mm. Will you marry me?
Oh,
it's ruined all of mine. I'm so alone.
That's a third for today, slacker.
Oh my God.
The phrase is, I'm just going to go ahead and tell it.
The phrase will ruin your relationship.
That will ruin.
Hold on, don't say it.
Okay.
I bet I say it.
You bet you say it?
Yeah.
Like you say it, you think you say it to your boyfriend?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
But in a funny way.
I bet you T-Ack doesn't say it. His relationship's so rock solid that I bet he does. Whatever it is. Because you guys are very calculated in your building your love, making sure you don't say the wrong things, you communicate well.
They're very intentional.
That's the word I was, thank you for mansplaining what. Or
well, because it was like calculated seems like maniacal, but it's not that.
We're plotting. Yeah.
Okay, so what is it? I'm sorry. Okay. None of us can guess.
Okay. The phrase is, why can't you be more like insert another person's name?
Oh, no, I don't say that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think you're saying this, Aaron. No.
I am failed marriage boy. I would never. Who says something like
that's
that?
That's apparently mean. Enough that there's an article about it.
But are you saying who fills in that blank? So, be more like my ex, be more like my mom?
My coworker, like.
Or maybe you have. Well, Slacker's not in relationships, so that's bad. T-Hack and his wife have maybe best friends who are a couple, and T-Hack is annoyed and is like, why can't you be more like the
Sheila.
Best friend?
Yeah. She's fine. You know, she lets him go.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh, I hate that.
Horrid. I don't think I've ever said this ever.
So top scientists had to get together to come up with that's a bad thing to say? That seems so obviously bad. Like
sure
nobody
did.
In
the
this
people
room.
At CNBC, a psychologist named Mark Travers.
Okay. Okay. If this is news to you, welcome to News or Nope. You're an idiot. Don't ever say that to anyone. Like as a boss, as a lover, as anything.
Yeah, I don't. I'm trying to think if someone if it was said to me though. I don't. I think if it's said to a guy, I'd be like, oh, I could learn. Like, what do you?
Oh my God! Hack.
What if your kid said, "Why can't you be more like so and so's dad?"
Yeah, I could. Oh, maybe he's home more. I don't know. Mm. Right?
Wow. Oh gosh,
we should let you go That's home. All
right. Good evening.
Good evening.
As long as we're talking about the Met Gala.
Hey, real quick. Mm-hmm. The producer before you was Little D.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you be more like Little D?
Stop. Oh my God. Stop it. You know that for like the first year, he was like, what if they fire me and they bring him back? Like,
you're supposed to say, we would never. Go ahead.
Stop.
Good evening.
I love you so much, T-Hack. Please marry me.
Since we're talking about the Met Gala.
You ruined the relationship.
I know.
Zendaya had a big engagement ring.
Oh.
At the Met Gala. She
did. She did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yep. She's had one
Isn't
before.
Isn't she dating Spider-Man?
She's engaged yeah. And that happened like in January. And there were pictures then too.
At a movie premiere, right?
Yeah. She was in an orange dress.
Oh.
This says, my headline says she debuted the massive engagement ring. So it was the first
well,
time we saw the ring.
Maybe it's a new one.
Yeah.
Little D just texted and said that story's been out forever.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we allowed to do this?
I don't know. I'm going to assume yes.
Mm-hmm.
We do that thing where it's like, ask for forgiveness later. So
I don't think I'm going to upset anyone by reading this email.
Okay, because they put it out.
Right.
Okay.
T-Hack and I both got this email.
So just a quick backstory. We love the Colorado Firefighter Calendar tryout event.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great time.
Mm-hmm.
We got to bond as a show.
Yeah.
All the proceeds go to Children's Hospital, the burn unit. Incredible. Amazing.
And so the event was recently, and we had a great, like, it was a great time. The sizzle reel looks.
Oh, thank yeah. you.
Excellent
thank you.
Work, yeah. Aaron.
It's sizzling for sure.
It is a reel of sizzle. okay. But here's the thing. Erica wasn't here yet when we signed up for who's going to judge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
T-Hack had abstained like a couple times, so they don't even ask you for, I think they want as few boy judges on the panel as possible. I think you really want girl judges
right,
up there.
Because majority of the firefighters walking were men.
Men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's fine. That's,
but I'm just saying.
I don't know that I'm qualified to judge anybody.
But like, so
I'm like,
get
your shirt off, buddy. It's like, all right, never mind. You're all in. It's fine.
So Aaron and I judge, so we don't have tickets.
Right.
But T-Hack and his lovely wife came. Erica and her fiance.
My fiance.
Came, mm-hmm. and you guys had tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Which somehow then generated some email that Aaron and I don't know about.
Right. And the email stopped me in my tracks today.
Do you know what she's talking about, Tia?
I think I got an email. It has to be the same one because I don't get a lot from them.
Okay.
So I'm going to skip over the boring part. It's like, thanks. Woo, love that.
Thanks
love the
for thanks. Buying tickets.
Thanks for coming, for supporting, all that. We love it.
Yep. Killer.
Then it goes.
Oh, boy. I'm scared.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get through this. reaching out as Mr. July, Billy in the moment, threw his calendar month t-shirt into the crowd. This is part of his uniform when he attends events and didn't realize that he wouldn't get it back.
What?
If you were the proud recipient of his shirt, could you please let me know? So he, as he does need it for future events. So Billy, Mr. July, and I don't even know, are they referring to last year's calendar?
Yes,
Mr. July?
At the very beginning. I don't know if you were there, right?
I was sure there. The man who came out and then in the back there was a poster of him holding the cat. Was that Mr. July by chance?
Oh my God, you were far more sober and noticing things.
No, no. My fiance was very dialed in.
Okay.
But yeah, who was Mr. July who threw his shirt into the crowd?
I probably have a video of that happening. And because I've recorded a lot.
We could help them. Yeah. We could find the culprit.
We're going to get this done. The power of radio, Wonder Twins unite. Let's go. So, wait, but it's just a t-shirt. Can't they print him a new shirt?
Thank you! Thank you!
Hold on.
Just a t-shirt!
I'm picturing, like, it's a piece of his uniform that's fire retardant or something, but you just keep saying t-shirt.
His calendar month t-shirt was thrown into the crowd.
His calendar month t-shirt.
So now,
does it say July
Mr.
on it?
Mr. July. Maybe it permits him into events if he wears it and they don't want it, you know, in the wrong hands.
It doesn't give him the nuclear launch code. What are we talking about? So
I don't know. Billy threw his shirt.
I know. So you're going to take some lucky bachelorette, caught the shirt, and now it's like, oh, what a crazy story.
I'm going to wear it to bed.
Yeah. And who knows what happened to that shirt after the event? Right. She had it on all night.
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't want it back.
Right.
He certainly wants it back. We got a full email to every person in that crowd.
Gotta get the shirt back.
How do we
print another shirt? It's so much easier.
No, but like they hand out some props. Like one of them gave their hat to Corey Rose from 9 News.
But she gave it back.
She
stole it and then he got it back. Yeah.
He got it back at the end. She wore it for most of the rest
of
the event.
I think he took it back off of her.
At the very end.
Yeah.
Mm. When they came out and did the strut.
One guy take a nice belt off.
Okay. I don't.
Actually, that was when I was home. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to say the drinks were free. And
were they for you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry.
Thanks a lot, Slacker. Couldn't have here.
Okay, so are we wielding the power of radio for. Do we want to try to get the shirt?
I will go through my camera roll.
Yeah, I mean, let's try to get the shirt. I don't know that we'll give it back. I kind of want to wear it.
Well, what we'll say is, if you are listening and you accidentally took that shirt home, like, no harm, no foul.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's
no not accidental. It was really Mr. July's fault.
Yes. Or if you own a t-shirt printing company.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We got to break Erica in on something. We want to talk about UFOs.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's a ghost.
Oh, right.
They'd be more like, pew, pew. Okay. Right.
Maybe you need to break me in. Okay. She seems to know a lot.
Can you hum? Mm. Can you whistle?
No, I can't.
Oh, my God. If you do both, that's a UFO.
Oh.
Like,
that's like a what?
Are you showing off?
A little.
Yeah.
I was abducted as a child. Okay, here's what we want. The reason this is a trial by fire for Erica is because we want you to call if you've got a UFO story. The bulk of people who have UFO stories live in my neighborhood. They live in an area called Commerce City or Brighton.
Where the unwell people go.
We're not exactly put...
But that's from the UFOs and from the aliens.
Correct. Right. Maybe we were fine before we were close encounters of the third kind.
Third kind.
Third
yeah.
kind is when you've made contact.
Slacker, have you yourself?
I have
experienced
seen,
a UFO.
Yes, more than one. Like legit.
Tell me more.
I hold on. First, okay, how many people in the room have had seen one?
Maybe.
Oh my God. So we can't even, nobody's going to call if we don't have at least two people in here who've seen one.
I would love to be convinced, but I'm just not sold.
You've never seen one?
I don't know. I can't remember things.
Do you
from,
believe
like,
in aliens?
Yeah, like I think there's something other than us out there, but like, are they frequenting Earth? I don't know.
So you don't think it's weird that we just, I don't want to get, I'm going to get so hammered for this.
You don't, what?
Just we've had leaps in technology mm-hmm. that seem like we had help.
Maybe we did. I would love to be convinced of that as well.
I would say this, like I'm going to get conspiratorial right now. We today, modern man, could not build the pyramids. Period, full send, we couldn't do it.
Didn't they like do something where they, okay.
They've tried, they've been like, oh, I just rolled them on logs. No way.
Yeah, that seems
no.
Old.
No way.
Didn't they do something where they found they weren't as old as they thought?
They think they're older.
Older, yeah. Well, that really they changes have, my
they have,
mind.
They have like water damage on them, so the, and the last time that area would have had water is a really, 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 God. Really long time ago.
Yeah,
right. Am I ruining everything right now? Because no. I'm one of the people. So, like, I've seen a couple different
just
times.
Get but, to the probing.
But, like, I've never been probed, I don't think.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Because if they, we don't need you to have been touched by an alien, but we just want to see hear your UFO stories. Because we, there's, but, like, if an alien grabs you, they definitely probe.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Like, up the.
Sure. Well, or whatever.
Like put a chip in you. Or yeah. Like,
oh, just, like, prick your skin. Mm hmm.
Sure.
Okay. They could do it that way, but they don't seem to like to. something about.
Okay, but we will not make fun of you if you call in. Listen, I've seen when I was young, there was like five lights in a row, like over my hometown of Longmont, Colorado. Like just, and like all the neighbors came out. We were all just like, what the what? And they hovered there forever. Like the lights that happened in Arizona. You guys remember that happening?
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There was like five, and then they're like, oh, weather balloons. It's like, no, it wasn't. Like,
my problem is I don't think I'm paying close enough attention.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And seeking out UFO behavior in
camp?
The world. No. Okay. Have you seen me? Do I camp?
Because it definitely, I don't think you can see them in the city as well. Like
that's my problem.
That makes sense, and that's why if they do come, they wouldn't go to a city because they'll be spotted.
Right,
they can't,
and you're not. You don't want to probe everybody. You just want to grab that one lone camper. He's like, nah.
Right up the.
Yep. And yeah. Just, well, then they find sheep like inside out and stuff.
Inside out.
Yeah, for
or
sure.
Or upside down.
No, inside out. Like you're driving down the road, and there's basically an imploded sheep.
I didn't like that sound.
I got a whole bunch of them. So I'll do the whole thing for you. Ready?
No, no, no.
That's
a lot.
Can we just get all to right. other people's
if
stories?
If you have a UFO encounter, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The one time that I think I saw one, I was driving on Hampden approaching university.
Oh God,
and there was
this.
Just this like silver thing in the sky. And I like.
Can you describe it more?
No, it was just this like line of silver, and it was very bright, very sparkly. Looked away,
and it was like flat.
It was pretty flat.
Okay, that's interesting.
It wasn't like a Mylar balloon or whatever. Like,
because people will always somebody's gonna call, go, "This Mylar balloon just stuck in me." What?
And I like looked at the road and then looked back, and it was gone.
Interesting.
So I've described this one before when I was at my apartment at one point way back in the day. Same thing, kind of silver, but it looked like a school of fish that were silver, kind of swimming around each other, just kind of like, but in the sky.
Sounds pretty Mylar balloony.
But it was like, it would have been like 20 Mylar balloons kind of like dancing and not going up or just like in one spot. And I was like, what? Almost like in bad Japanese porn, how they pixelate out the...
What?
Haven't seen that.
What are you
Sorry.
Watching?
I don't know.
Hack, back me up.
Your first day on Earth.
All right. If you're still listening, which I can't imagine why you would be.
Because we might get to probing.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Right now we're talking about UFO people.
Mm-hmm.
TAC has already talked to them. Are we in danger? Do we need restraining orders or you think we're good?
No, we're good. We're good.
Okay.
We might get probed.
Yay! Maria.
Yes.
Yes. Hello. Yes. Hi. UFO. What have you seen? What have you done?
Oh, I met.
What?
So, I was in South America when I was 19 years old. So this is over 20 years ago. And it was.
Do you know what's happening right now?
Lake.
The alien.
Yeah. And, yep. And suddenly, mm-hmm. it, you know, all the parents was.
Okay, Hack, can you tell us what she saw? Because we're getting every third word from her.
She saw it in Ecuador. She told me.
She saw a UFO.
What? Could you just describe? You don't know what she saw.
I don't like to talk about other people's probings. It feels very personal.
Rowan.
Yai.
UFOs, probed or right. not? Let's hear yours.
Yeah. So this story got handed down to us from my aunt and uncle. Mm. They were camping up, do you know where Poudre Canyon is?
Yeah.
Yeah, up by Fort Collins.
Yeah, up there by Fort Collins. I believe our morning show girl there, Jamie's got a cabin out there by Poudre.
Mm. Oh, awesome. Yeah, it's a nice area. Yeah.
Hold on, Rowan, can I have a moment?
Yep.
Rocket scientist Eric over here is trying to sound it out, and she thinks it's like Pooter, like P-O-O-T-E-R, like cooter with a P.
Well, actually, first I heard cooter, yeah, and cooter. I was like, no.
Up there in Cooter Canyon. Yeah, no, it's pooter, yeah. Okay. But it's O-U-D-R-E, pooter.
Ah.
But when there's UFOs up there,
feels
it's more like pooter.
Feels like we could have gone powder, but okay.
No, it's like pooter.
It's pooter.
Pooter. Like, you know, you do, I almost said a bad word. You do stuff on your pewter, your pooter.
I'm done with this. Can we go back to Rowan?
Rowan, keep going, buddy. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. So anyways, they were going to bed, and it was getting dark. It was after dark. Mm. And they saw some headlights kind of coming up the valley where they were camping.
Okay.
And so they didn't, you know, think much of it. It could be another car. But then they were looking at the headlights, and the headlights started getting kind of further apart. And at some point they thought, oh, those are like too far apart to be a car.
Two motorcycles, maybe?
That was my thought.
Yeah, well, they were wondering, like, yeah, two motorcycles. Anyway, so then they stopped really far apart from each other, and something was up because they couldn't figure out how the headlights would be there with where the road was. And then in the silhouette against the tent, they saw two figures that were kind of very long figures, like people, but just really super long.
So they did actually see aliens. Like, we never get people calling with aliens. It's always just the craft.
The UFO, yeah.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Is it just a long shadow?
Oh, that is how shadows do work.
Yeah. Not important.
Okay.
Right.
So,
I'm sorry to yuck your yum.
No, so it was weird, but, you know, I mean, they were still worried because, like, the people were kind
big
of approaching their tent.
Yeah.
So my aunt turned to my uncle to tell him, get the gun. Mm. And then they basically just went lights out. That's all they remember. And they woke up the next morning both remembering this. My aunt had a scar on the back of her knee.
Shut up! Whoa. She got probed!
Yeah. And she showed us that scar. So,
She's what, that scar? Yep.
Showed us. Is on her pooter.
Okay.
Wow.
That's incredible. We've never had somebody get probed or get chipped.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But it wasn't you, but that's still cool. Is your aunt still alive?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's part of the, like, kind of campfire lore in our family, so.
Wow.
Do you think she would let us probe her a little bit?
Hey.
I mean, just see.
No, can we get a scan to see if something's in there?
Yeah. Like, let's get after it.
Yeah.
Or try to hit the reset button on it. Like, it's like a chip, like a vet chip. You go up to it and, like, run the little woo, woo, woo. And it's like
see in your pet?
Yeah. You just run the little thing. I wonder if they chip us like they're chipping a. They're like, ooh, we like this one. I want to remember
makes
where this
feel
one's
like
at.
A little sim.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of cute.
Thank you, Cecile.
Yay.
Yay.
UFOs. This is getting weird in here. What's your story?
My uncle and aunt were driving me and my mom in Mexico on the highway, and all of a sudden, every single car on the highway was stopped. We got out of the car to see what was happening and looked up, and there was a oval metal shaped object spinning in the air.
Whoa.
Was anyone like raising towards it?
No, everybody was just frozen. It was literally out of a movie. Everybody was just looking up with their mouths dropped.
Did the cars stop because everyone saw it, or did the cars just stop working?
Great question. No, everybody just was in awe.
Yeah, they saw it and they just pulled over. They're like, what the hell?
Did you see it take off?
Yeah. Yes. So we were just looking at it, and all of a sudden, in a split second, it was gone.
Wow.
That seems pretty UFO-y.
Yeah, it passed the hair on my arm test.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. The funny part is when we got to our hotel down in Mexico, the news had reported it as a weather balloon, and everybody called BS on it.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Interesting.
But nobody got probed, which is weird.
Whatever it was, it made me late. I'll tell you that. Traffic's terrible.
Allie?
Yay.
UFO stories. I know you have a bunch of them.
Can you just
tell us one, because we're almost out of time?
Yeah, absolutely. So in high school, my husband lived in like the basement level of his house. They lived out in the country, and his radio would just go berserk at like random times. Like I remember even being over there, like the volume would blare, or it would just turn on when we never had it on. There was a time where like he woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, staring outside of his like basement level walkout door, just looking at the sky. He had no idea how long he was there. Before he kind of woke up out of it. And then there was at one point he heard at like, again, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, like crunching of like carpet, like people walking downstairs. And he was younger, so he slid between his bed and the wall to kind of hide because he had no idea who it was. Whatever it was, came in his room, went to his bed, stood there because he could hear it, and then walked back out and never bothered him. But like he never heard the doors open. Anything like that.
I'm just like, they can fly across the universe. But
they can't see the kid hiding.
Kid.
And they walked through the door.
Well, it was like he had like a huge, like, what do they call it? It was almost like, God, I can't remember what they call it. Those like sailor beds. It was like a raised bed with drawers underneath.
Those aliens, they struggle with those.
Apparently, drawers. I don't know.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Improper statistics with TAC.
Mm-hmm.
You think most people have never watched their parents boink?
Wait. Can we not say watched?
Yeah. Okay, but witnessed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Walked in Thank on, you. Yeah.
Yeah, a high majority, 90% probably, have never walked in on it happening. 90%?
Okay, you really think it's that high because you didn't?
Right, I never did.
And did you know they were boinking?
I've never talked to any of my friends who've been like, yeah, man. It's never happened.
They don't want to talk about it.
I've asked them, and they just...
No, you haven't. 303-222-5423. Text in if you've seen your parents.
Or if your parents and your kids have walked in on you, which, T-Hack, you're a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been a problem?
No.
Because you lock your door.
Yes. I'm the most... What's another word for anal?
Diligent.
Diligent. I'm the most diligent person.
I've never done diligent. What's that?
I'm very diligent because I don't want it to happen.
Oh, can I just say, it's radio, so not everybody gets the joy of this, but Erin just sometimes just puts her head down and is like, I'm out. Like, she's just like, nothing to say about the diligent.
Okay.
I'll be over here.
Here's the thing. I think, I don't know 100%, but I'm pretty sure I did see my parents. Because it's one of those things that you just go, I got to shove that down. I got to not let that be a core memory.
Don't let this imprint.
And walk away?
I don't remember. Like, I know. Okay. Couple things. When you guys were growing up, I am older than you, but there weren't, like, people didn't put locks on their doors inside the house. There was a lock on the bathroom door. There still is a lock on the bathroom door. That's the only door in a house that has a lock on it. At a certain generation of house, I don't know what year they started putting locks on bedroom doors. That seemed like, what are you, locking your kids in there? Like, you know?
It can be kind of dangerous too, especially like our kids have done it where they lock the door on the inside and we have to pop it out because they don't know what they're doing. Yeah.
Right. So you just walked in. Like you, I would just walk into my parents' bed if I needed to barf. Like
I threw up.
Yeah, yeah, you're going like, yeah.
Well, now you really need to barf.
So I know for a fact, I've seen something I shouldn't see.
But like, was it actual relations or was it the beginning?
Or
the end. Oh no.
He nailed the dismount.
Oh, gosh.
Both feet flat on the ground.
Go dead.
Come on. I don't think it's that.
I don't think it's like, I don't think it's weird. I just don't think it happens. Like there's a story, there's a sex therapist.
Yeah.
And she says it's bound to happen eventually that yes. your kids will walk in on you.
Yes. Like, well, it's not just, anymore because of locks, but. But yeah. like sometimes
but you
just,
wouldn't do anything. Like you wouldn't lean some against that was old. Put the chair against the door or something.
No,
you know.
I feel like that's like really killing the mood.
Yeah,
you're
like, time
I
for
lean
that.
The chair up real quick.
I know something that will also kill the mood. A
Your
child
kid.
Walking in, perhaps more.
Because I'm going to tell you, I will tell you. Like I've had a friend who they have locks on their doors, but like sometimes you're just like you're moving, right? You're like let's.
Or it's like late at you're, night and you think your kid's asleep.
Right.
I'm not a parent. I'm just assuming.
Mm.
And then you're in the act and then you feel the tiny little hand.
No.
Touching your bare skin.
No, no, no.
And they're just like, and in this case, I remember it so distinctly.
Were you the tiny hand? Or
no,
you
no,
were...
no, no, no. Okay. It's a friend of mine. And
oh, okay.
The little hand was like, and then the kid was like, stop hurting mom.
Oh,
because
from a child's perspective, if you've watched enough wrestling or MMA or whatever, it's like she's clearly tapping out. She's trying to like,
oh, fucker. The Stop. Poor kid just trying to save
it's like,
their
no,
mom.
Dad, don't.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
But so this to circle back, the story says what Tiak has a problem with is he doesn't think it's ever going to happen. Let's pretend it happened to you right now.
Okay.
Even though, like, somehow you guys forgot the lock.
Okay.
What are you going to say? Because most people do what it's like, we were just wrestling. Like, you don't tell them the truth. You don't say, this feels great.
Or,
I don't know.
This.
I'm not trying to be weird. Like, what?
Right, honey? It's okay. Honey, back me up.
You gotta say something though, right?
Yeah, I think I would just say like we were having some alone time, some adult time, maybe, or like we need a moment.
Oh, so you'd lean into it. You're not making up like we were playing a horse and jockey, or
but you
no? Because I feel like as someone who doesn't have kids, well, I feel like that could be encouraging the kids to like they're
to
playing
horse
exactly.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm. So I agree with Hack. Again, I know I don't have kids, but I would assume that I would do something like that too, where it's like, this is mom and dad time.
Yeah, I agree. I try to like lie as little as I have to, because mm-hmm. I just, every time you say something that's not true, eventually you have to go, remember that thing? That wasn't true. Yeah. And I don't like to do that. So even like if my wife and I are going out on a date, we're getting a babysitter, we just tell them like, mommy and poppy want to spend some time together because we're married and that's important. It's not like, well, we have, you know, don't make up a lie for no reason. So I think the similar. Mommy and Poppy want to spend some time together. You need to get out now.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm ready to admit defeat. I'm ready to admit that I was wrong. And I got a little too big for my britches.
We're waiting.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Anytime you're humble... It's one of my favorite days.
Okay. It's rare.
It is.
And how could I be? Yeah.
There's a misconception to people who listen to this show that I am this narcissistic tyrant. And what you guys don't understand is behind the scenes, that's T-Hack. You don't have to defend him. It's okay. I will keep him from hurting you. It's okay. Show me on the doll where he
Shut
hits you.
Up.
Like, he is so mean. When we turn the mics off, he's like...
I thought you were serious. I was like, what are we doing?
I am serious. I need to switch the narrative. I need people to stop hating me, so...
Give him a new person to hate.
It's either him or you, because for some reason, people like Aaron.
Yeah. It's hit or miss.
People who know you don't like you. It's like the strangers. Yeah. The strangers who listen to the show. That's okay. I am just offending.
So, yeah, were we saying that T-Hack is the mean one, or is it right. you?
It's not me. It's definitely not me.
Do you want to play back?
No, here's what I'm saying. I've said this on the air before, and I think it bears repeating. If you are surrounded by people who say nice things to you, the odds are they don't say nice things when you're not there. Like, you want someone in your life who will talk trash right to your face, because that's a friend.
Oh, I understand what you mean.
Like, yeah. All I do is give the three of you crap.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
But I never talk trash behind, like...
I had the same conversation with my wife, who you recently spent some time with. And she was like, I don't know that Slacker likes me. And I'm like, actually.
It's true.
He really likes
you. Yes, 100%. Yeah. I think AAC is a saint for being with you. But she's also just a great human. Oh, my God.
Well, thank you.
But what did I say to her?
you were just kind of mean.
Was I really?
No, I am. We're used to it. Like, you're just yourself. And I'm like, trust me, if Slacker doesn't, like, the worst thing is he'd be like, oh, hey, good to see you. And, like walk
polite.
Away and be polite.
If I was polite, like, that's real bad.
Yeah, that's bad. So the fact that you were comfortable enough to rib her a little, she's just HR. You know, she's like,
are you sure
that was? I'm like, yeah, you're great. That's you're doing great. God.
All right, you're right. I am the bad person on the show. Right. Sorry, T-Yak. Back to you how terrible
back
you are.
Back to me being humble.
Yep.
So part of the excitement of like being a homeowner, for at least for us, because we rented forever, is you get to actually like make changes to your house. Yeah. And my wife has a knack for interior design or whatever you want to call it. So we were all excited to make all these changes. One of the changes we made was in our kitchen. We replaced the faucet.
Oh, that is always so exciting to get the right faucet.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
I bought a new faucet at Costco.
And it changed your
life. And I put it in and it was great and all, but then like it's not tall enough to like put the Brita water
pitcher.
You
picked the wrong one.
Next time I was at Costco, there was a taller one with a spring. I replaced it again.
Yep. You feel amazing.
I took out a faucet that was like 3 months old and put in a new one.
What'd you do with that?
It's just 3 month old one. It's sitting in my garage right now. Waiting for like somebody to go, man, could I really use a brushed bronze?
Mm.
It's just one color. No, it just means it's dark brown. It's a color that was.
Yeah, I don't want it. Never mind. Back to you, T-Hack.
Well, it's kind of black, but it's Kohler. It's really nice.
Ooh, I might take you up on it.
All right.
Actually.
You can have it.
Wait, so, didn't you just replace your faucet?
Well, we did, and we installed one of the ones where it has the touch feature. And to turn on and off. Yeah. And we're thinking, this is the coolest thing ever. And people are going to think we're the Rockefellers. Like, it's going to be so awesome. But it ends up just being terrible. Because anytime someone comes to your house, they're like, how's this? What's with the sink? How you get it on? You're like, oh, actually, you just touch it. And they're all like, oh, wow. Whoop-de-doo. Like, they get mad. They get weirdly mad at you for having, like, a cool faucet. Anyways, we've been... We've been struggling with the faucet because we bought
it's great for kids, though.
It is. They can just go, is. But we got it on Amazon, so it's not like a name brand. It's just a cheapo thing. And it has, so the sensor's been like turning on randomly where we're just sitting there.
Oh, no.
And then it just won't turn on at all. And then you try to use the regular old-fashioned handle, and then that won't work either. And so now you're just like, you just feel like the biggest idiot.
Yeah.
So finally, I had to go under, and I had to take out the sensor thing. I had to just completely
disarmed
remove
it. Like you crawled under like you were SWAT and cut the blue wire while your wife is sweating up there going, cut the blue one.
Yeah. And so now we just have a regular boring faucet again. And now every time I go up to it out of habit, I touch it and it doesn't turn on. And I'm just reminded of how big of an idiot I am. And I've lost control of.
Have you thought about doing the sensor ones where you don't touch it, you just wave your hand over? That's what we have.
Yeah. And that's what I think we need to get like a name brand. That's a Delta or something like that. Something nice.
You seriously just go up and like make hand gestures to it?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
It just has a little camera kind of style thing and you just wave your hand over.
But again,
over
then
it.
If you have a cat, then you could come home and your house is flooded. Like if the cat walks by, doesn't it think that was the hand?
It turns off automatically after 2 minutes.
Yeah, also, and ours has that too. So
T-Hack have a cat? Like what are we so concerned about?
No, he doesn't. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
What if a kid walks by? Or something. Then it's just going.
The kids aren't tall enough to put their hand over the faucet.
If they're running with a hand up.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
The kid goes running by. Okay.
I'm just ready to throw it. I think I need a new house.
Oh.
I know where you can get a new house.
What? Where?
Winter Park. There is.
Oh.
But I have bad news. Oh, God.
I have bad news because you guys already own houses, so it's my turn.
You're going to try to win the Mighty Millions house?
I'm losing my house. No, I'm in the process of having to get rid of it because you guys made me move here, so I need a house.
Okay, well, here's the thing. This, it'd be a hell of a commute for you. She doesn't know about this. Erica doesn't
know.
Yeah,
I don't.
It's okay, so every year, I swear to God, everything we're about to say is true. I know you think we're hazing you, but every year Children's Hospital every puts day. On this thing. It's called Mighty Millions Raffle. And there are other raffles for houses. And in the end, if you read the fine print, they don't give away the house. It's like, we have to sell this many tickets, and if not, we'll just give you like a chunk of the prize money, and they never sell that many tickets.
Oh, so no one ever gives away the house.
They actually give away a house.
Except
Mighty Moon's Raffle gives away the house every year. Mm-hmm. It's been in like Montaigne, it's been in like Corey Merrill, it's been in Wash Park. This one's the first time. It's like a mountain retreat.
Yeah. Corey Merrill. I think I drove past there.
Corey Merrill is kind of by Wash Park and stuff. That was one of the first ones. That was a dope house. But like every year, we used Winter to call Park. The winner. Winter Park. It's up by the ski resorts. It's by awesome. Lake Granby. It's by Rocky Mountain National Park.
Oh.
It's like, it's all up there. It is a $2.4 million home.
With working faucets, I'm sure.
Here's the thing. Right. They do put all the fancy stuff in there, but okay. If it does have wave your hand or sensors, it was set up by a professional.
Right. Not me messing with the battery pack underneath.
Correct.
Get this thing on.
So here, I've got all the details of this bad boy memorized. It's got 4 bedrooms. Mm-hmm. 2 of them are primary suites. So like
the double. I
if
like
you're
that.
Going up to like with families and everybody, it's like 2 couples can kind of stay and then your kids can kind of roam free. Mm. It's got a 2-car garage. It's got 2 living rooms.
Yep.
Jeez. Okay. So you could go on vacation with another family and not even see
not
them.
Not even really see them.
That's right. A dream.
Yeah. And it comes with, here's the thing, $760,000 in cash to help cover the taxes. Because like when you win a huge prize, it's like, I got a $2 million house. Oh crap, I owe like 700. And so they give you 760 to offset the house and the 700. It's like they've done all the math for you.
Dang, that's pretty cool.
I love it.
So here's the problem. You have to buy your tickets by Friday because it's over.
Also,
it's
we're probably not, are we eligible to enter this?
The sick thing is we are. And in Canada one time, I don't think it's happened in the US, but it has definitely happened where the jocks that were talking about it, one, they're like, all right, let's announce the winner. It's Erica Shea. And it's like, wait, what? And they won. Like, we can win.
Okay. Yeah.
We are allowed to win this thing. So
let's make it happen.
If you just want to see a functioning sensor sink.
Yes, please.
Please. Oh, by the way, the whole thing benefits. Oh,
Children's Hospital, Colorado.
Yeah. So if you want to win those, you have till midnight Friday. Get your tickets now at MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I need to admit something and also ask something of you.
Okay.
All.
Okay. What?
Well, I'll start with the question. Where's the most embarrassing place that you have cried?
Erin, you're out.
Everywhere.
All of Denver has heard me cry.
Okay.
We could do a week's worth of shows on Erin crying.
Yeah. I cried in a Costco. I had my first panic attack there.
Oh, that is a dark
Costco.
Dark place. Ooh.
It took me like a year and a half to go back.
So you just got overwhelmed by the Costco-ness?
At the checkout, yeah.
I mean, do you not understand a panic attack, Slacker?
Well, I'm trying to figure out.
It just kind of happens sometimes.
Yeah. I understand that, but like you also have to understand Costco is my happy place, so I can't understand anybody panicking there. It's like the most calming. I don't care. I went on a Sunday recently.
Dark. That's the worst time to go.
But it's still calming for me.
No.
It's still Costco. You're going to make me cry.
Okay. And that will be the most embarrassing place Slacker has cried.
Hack, you.
There's a, I want to say I was like, it's not for the same reason, but I cried when I was like 8 because we used to go to the the junior college basketball program in our town was really, really good. And we used to go to all the games. I'm a big basketball fan. And I remember one time they were warming up and Jock Jams is playing and they're doing the light show and it's everything.
Jock Jams.
And I remember being swept up in the emotion and just being like, I love this so much. And I was tearing up and we went to the game with my dad and one of his buddies. And the buddy kind of saw me out of the corner of his eye and was like, hey, your kid's crying. I was like, I'm just so happy. I love basketball.
So that's like a concert experience for you.
That was the other thing.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know that counts.
I cry at concerts all the time.
Same.
There's just something about it. So,
yeah.
Like for what? You.
Not during a sad song.
No, there's something about, it's like the music actually goes into your body.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron gets
yeah.
it.
Yeah. The jock jams.
And
it's just the moment is so great. It's overwhelming.
Come on. Don't tear up.
I wasn't positive what I was going to say for when I've cried in a weird place, but now that you're saying it, it was a concert, but it wasn't like a concert that makes me cool or butch or anything. It was Drums Along the Rockies.
And oh.
So it's just a drum. It's just a whole bunch of drums.
But it made you cry because you were moved by the music.
It's just like their sticks are all moving exactly the same. Like they're when there's just a line of drums and it's like a funky thing happening and it's just like.
It's beautiful. It's, yeah.
And I was just like I didn't even feel it coming. You're sitting going, this is cool, this is cool, this is cool. And all of a sudden you go, you take that breath and you're like, oh God. And I'm like mid, then it's just a like torrential rain. And it's like, and I was with, there were women present and it was like, they were like, what?
My this dad's is, friend is there. He's like, Slacker's crying.
That guy. Okay, so where did you cry? Well, do we make you feel better to talk about
no,
wherever you
No, because
cry?
My crying was being overwhelmed. So I guess Aaron might understand it the best, but I bought a car this weekend.
Yeah!
Woo!
Let's go!
Actually, first ever car I've purchased for myself as an adult.
Nice.
Or ever, I guess.
Congrats.
Yeah, I mean, probably
you're
half
kind
the
of
crying
old
was
for
the...
this to be your first one. Sorry.
Am I not allowed to say that? I am a 22-year-old woman. Oh, okay. Just kidding. No, it's not that weird. I got a car and then it lasted 10 years.
Oh. Okay.
And now I'm buying a car for the first time.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, probably part of it. Yeah, now I feel more judged.
No,
than,
I just, I
you
don't
know.
Cry.
Yeah. I just feel like I did it pretty, like I even bought my first car at 16.
Okay, so I am a spoiled brat.
Got it.
I was given cars
got
prior
it.
To this one. Okay, got now it. We're all on the same page. Okay. I suppose the best way I can put this is I don't recommend going to purchase a car and looking at a wedding venue and needing to be somewhere with all of you in the evening in the same day.
That's a lot.
It was too much.
Oh.
And the car process ended up taking a lot longer than I had been told it would take, even from the person
they
I
lied
was
to you.
They lied.
5 minutes. Yeah. If we're not going to haggle, 5 minutes.
Look, I got the car of my dreams. Everything is great. It's wonderful. But they lied about how long I would be there. And a woman looked at me and said, it's going to be another hour. And I started crying. Oh. And she said,
oh no,
why are you crying? And I was like, I just need to be in this calendar thing.
Oh my God. Seriously?
Yeah.
Did that speed it up?
It did. So maybe the lesson is tears work, baby.
Understand. When you're TX.
A steep discount, too, actually.
No, there was no discount.
So, okay.
So I got the car, but it was kind of an embarrassing process.
Any of us see it. Like, I asked to see it. You
no,
like,
I'm not hiding the car from you. I got it on Saturday.
Okay.
Like, it's not been that long.
I know, but I still feel like, okay.
She gave you a chance and you took too long.
Aaron gets it.
You guys are going to cry together? You're going to cycle up and cry together?
Maybe we'll just bring out a drum line and get you to cry.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. I'm really confused because Erica doesn't have kids, but she's already wanting to drag her kids into what she calls adult movies.
Wait.
Text in 303-222-5423. Should we stop her from, you know, procreating?
Hold on.
Sorry, I just want to get all that out before you made your argument.
Right. No, the current debate online, not just in my head,
okay,
is should kids be at non-kid movies? That could be like a Star Wars.
Yeah.
Sound it
Are
out
you
in your head.
Right now?
What just Star Wars?
Star World?
Okay. Okay, somebody else talk and give her a chance to pull it back together. Star Wars, of course a kid could be at Star Wars.
Yeah, that is. I would say that is a kid movie.
Maybe that was a bad example. What about
John Wick?
Well, that's very clearly not a kid movie.
I will
Ass
tell
slacker.
You, I allowed my son to go to, if they're like rated R just means not admitted under 17 without a parent. So if I want to drag my 10-year-old into John Wick and watch him shoot 20 guys directly in the face, I can do that. It's my prerogative.
Okay. I saw Titanic when I was 5, I believe.
You're comparing Titanic to John Wick? Is that what you're doing right now?
Paint me like one of your French girls.
Oh, so just because there's boobs in it?
Yeah, I think at five, I was a bit young to see boobs that weren't a family member's.
So you don't think kids should have been allowed?
Okay. Just let her keep digging. I like this.
This is going bad.
Yeah. Where did you think this was going to go?
I don't care about the movies.
Or the win.
I don't actually care about the movies.
Sometimes just the best thing is to put down the shovel. Okay.
You want me to give up?
No, I want you to keep going. So
I don't care about the movies. I don't go to the movies.
So... But so if you were at a movie, I will say this. I've been at like a John Wick or like, what was I at? It might have even been Star World. Oh. If you bring a baby, that's different. Like
Correct. You can't
bring a baby.
We're because talking babies young do children.
Cry. Yeah. Like if they're a child who can keep their poop in a group, you know, and not, I've just at a theater, like I know I've got 3,000 things to say all at once.
Yeah.
Like if you're on an airplane and the baby's screaming, that just happens. Mm-hmm. And if you're a person on that plane, like, oh my God, how dare they? They deserve to fly somewhere.
Right. The baby they has don't rights
want,
to.
Yes. And they don't want the baby. They don't want the baby to cry. Like nobody right. wants it, but just suck it up.
Nobody hates it more than the parent who has the crying baby and is sure. like, I
as
hate this
the
so much.
A-hole who used to stare daggers at that person. Once I had a kid, I'm like, oh my God, what a jerk I've been my entire, because you are, you're almost willing, please do not write angry texts. You're almost willing to smother your child to get it to stop.
Oh my gosh.
Because they're just like, nah, nah. And you're like, oh, for the love of God, shut up. Oh my God, everyone on this plane is staring at us.
Right.
It's the worst. If your kid does that at a movie theater, you can get up and step outside. Yes. Unlike on a plane. And I've been at a movie where they didn't. And you're like,
oh, wow.
What? Like, we're trying, there's dialogue.
I think that's the premise of this whole debate right now is like, why are we bringing young children into the John Wick's, Titanic's, Star Wars of the world?
We don't have to devote a lot of time to this, but you cannot compare John Wick now.
Wow. It's contagious.
John World, Star Wick, and like, they're. I think certain movies, Star Wars for sure, kids, all day.
Mm-hmm.
Titanic, boobs, come on.
But also, death.
Which are we going to remember more? The boobs.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so we can debate that, but where do you want your unborn, you're not even conceived children
no,
to
like,
go?
I want them to be conceived in like 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
Because I still got to like get married and stuff.
Right.
But
why
I
are you
like
up talking?
Because I get annoying when I talk about being engaged. It just makes me uncomfortable.
Truth.
And never mind. I want to be able to bring these future children to breweries. And I got into a debate with a friend and he was like, they shouldn't be at breweries because they're crying.
It is interesting because a lot of people, if you are a young couple, you'd want like a Saturday out at a brewery.
You need a break.
But if you don't have kids.
You didn't drive to said brewery. Like,
no,
like
walking,
you're not driving.
Walking distance from my
the
house.
The stroller walk.
Yeah.
There is something fun about the stroller walk together.
I mean, I love a Breckenridge Brewery off of.
Oh, down like Littleton?
Yeah. And they've got like a pretty massive play area. They bring food trucks and
I've been to the Prost up at 104th and there's kind of like kids running around.
And does it bother you? Because I think those are breweries, right? Like
if your kid won't shut up though, yes.
Go outside.
Well, I gotta go outside or you gotta go outside.
Whoever has the kid. I don't know who has the kid in this like, instance.
That is the problem is some parents just think they think the airplane argument applies everywhere. And it's like,
does it not? Like
it doesn't.
Open there?
No. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to remove yourself if your kid is being loud, period.
Yeah, because it's not just a chance, like, well, we're here and there's some lawn games outside. Kids, have at it. Because also, there's adults trying to play the yard games outside.
Yes.
And it's like, well, anytime I've been to a brewery, it's been with a bunch of dudes and they're playing the games more aggressively and stuff than what a kid would.
And also speaking in a manner that is not kid friendly.
Okay, so all I'm hearing is I have a lot to learn.
Yeah, I don't know that you should. Now I'm starting to like...
Think I shouldn't have kids?
Well, no. There's a whole other show just about that. No,
okay.
I just... Would you care if your little 3-year-old learned a bunch of words?
No, because I took them to that place. I have nieces and nephews, so I've been in this experience.
Okay. Because I've gone to a Rockies game where parents like tapped me on the shoulder and went, can you stop cursing? And I'm like, no.
No. No. Like, you don't bring them there.
Yeah, you don't have, there is a family section.
There is?
The Rockies have an actual area, I think.
I don't know.
I swear, because
Slacker's losing it.
No, I mean, like, you go, I think there's it, but you have to pay for it. But it's like, then you go there and your kids are not, if somebody curses in there, you go, hey, man, that guy's, because the day in question, the guy tapped me on the shoulder and he's like, can you stop cursing? And I was literally wearing a shirt that just said the F word on it. And I was like,
what?
I don't know. I was.
I feel like we've taken a turn here.
Like, I was about to take some kids to an adult film, so I wanted the right shirt.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story about a guy who tried to do the right thing, and he was punished for it.
Oh, come on!
Well, I've got a story that proves men are dumb.
Oh, boy. Oh. Don't have time for two stories.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, so this story comes out of the UK.
Hello!
There we go! I can't do a British accent.
You've got to try.
You can. This man was trying to...
Wow, this is Kevin
Maybe
Costner.
You can.
Okay.
This man
was over at a hotel and he was trying to be a handyman.
Right, no, I don't like it at all. It's pretty bad.
You don't have to like it. Right. But he was pruning a tree.
Pruning a tree?
That's where you take things off a tree.
Right.
He put his ladder up against the branch of the tree.
Oh.
Yeah.
And sawed the branch off.
Yeah.
So that was his pruning. So if your ladder
is... Hold up. So we're up high.
Resting against...
What?
We're up high. And we've cut off the very thing.
And you cut off the thing that's holding the ladder up. And you go...
So I feel like we're going to fall now.
Exactly.
Right, then he fell.
14 feet.
14 feet, love.
Required a 10... I can't do
That's
it.
What we
Required
meant.
A 10-day hospital stay.
Listen. I think you're lying.
Why do you think that?
Because I don't think he would have fallen feet in the UK. He would have fallen meters.
I don't know how to hurt things.
It's probably like 4 meters.
By the way, he tried to sue the hotel.
For him being a moron and signing off the very brand. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say it was kind of time saving until the 10-day hospital stay.
Yeah, 10-day hospital stay. Not ideal. Okay.
My story is out of France. Not Florida.
Hello.
That's like, et français.
Hello.
Croissant.
Oui, oui, right. Croissant.
The buffet.
Jacques-t'en.
Sacre bleu.
Are you only doing things from Beauty and the Beast?
Yes, and I don't know what that means. So if that
Sacre bleu is like,
I don't
this
know.
Is bad, no?
I don't know exactly what it means.
Sacre bleu.
French?
You say it and it's a bad time, right?
All
it's
I like, know is Je voudrais, which is, I want.
All I know is try the great stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe us? Ask the dishes.
All
right.
My story's out of France.
Yep.
There was a man who called emergency services, very responsible.
Yep.
He told him, look, there's been a victim here. I'm at the shipyards. I've been trying to resuscitate a victim
boy.
Here. I've been trying to do the right thing, but they're not coming back.
Oh, God.
So police came. They found the man who happened to be very drunk.
Oh.
I say a minor detail. He was very drunk. Turns out he had been administering CPR to try to resuscitate a rubber life raft was in the water.
I'm sorry.
So they got there.
No.
Come and help me, man.
And he was very drunk.
So crappy. So he's...
We gotta bring him back.
He was pumping a dinghy.
Well, no, nothing. Yeah, he was pumping a dinghy. Yep. And then he was trying to resuscitate.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so
I think we let it go just one step too far there.
They took him away. They said, sir, you're in no...
The drunk man,
but
not
the
dinghy.
But what's the condition of the dinghy? Is it dead? All right. Then.
Yeah.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.